Lesson 12. Animal Cartoon Characters. Reading. Ever since the days of silent movies, animal cartoon characters have been widely popular. One of the earliest cartoon characters to become famous was Felix the Cat. The black and white cat with big eyes and an even bigger grin who made his debut in 1919. His success spawned a whole new genre of funny animals, as such cartoon characters are called. Within a few years, the cultural icon Mickey Mouse had made his appearance and won over audiences with the first animated movie featuring sound, Steamboat Willie. Of course, prior to Felix and Mickey, talking animal characters such as Peter Rabbit had appeared in books. And even in ancient tales such as Aesop's The Tortoise and the Hare, we are entertained by talking animals. There seems to be something about giving animals human characteristics that appeals to all of us. In fact, this phenomenon has a name, anthropomorphism, and is a storytelling tradition found in most cultures around the world. Talking animals in a story can serve to entertain children, to add metaphor or humor to the tale, or simply to expand the range of storytelling possibilities. This tradition has grown somewhat these days. Animal cartoon characters are found all around us. In movies, on TV, and in advertising, they are big business. Popular animated movies can create a huge spin-off industry of animal character goods. Nemo from Finding Nemo, 2003, Simba from The Lion King, 1994, Po from Kung Fu Panda, 2008, and Alex from Madagascar, 2005, are just some of the movie talking animals that have become a part of pop culture in recent years. The popularity of these characters cannot be underestimated. Finding Nemo, for example, is one of the top 20 grossing movies of all time, with a worldwide box office of close to $1 billion. In Japan, cartoon character appreciation has reached unparalleled heights, and animals are a big part of it. Homegrown animal characters are massively popular in Japan, and at the top of the list is a cute little feline character from London. Hello Kitty has now spread in popularity outside of Japan, and brought a little bit of Japanese cuteness to millions around the globe. Even the Japanese government has got in on the act, naming Hello Kitty as Japan's tourism ambassador to China and Hong Kong. Draimon would also rank as a famous Japanese animal character, but in fact, he is a robot from the future and therefore in a slightly different category. Not to worry. One thing that Japan has plenty of is cartoon characters. Everyone from frog lovers, Karoppi, to bear fans, Rilakkuma, can find a cartoon character to satisfy their tastes in Japan. One difference between animal characters in Japan and overseas is in regards to their relationship with adults. In Japan, it is acceptable for people to indulge their love of an animal cartoon character well into adulthood. Buying a cartoon character-strapped toy for a mobile phone is completely normal for young Japanese women, for example. In the West, interest in animal cartoon characters generally wanes in high school. But who knows? As Japanese characters spread in popularity worldwide, perhaps attitudes will change too.